night and a cool, dry, sunny weekend, much like last weekend, way below normal on the temperature. Saturday's high only 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery City Council voted no to a controversial amendment to the panhandling ordinance last night. The amendment would have penalized drivers who hand money and other items to panhandlers from inside of their cars. The results are in for the special election to fill the vacant House District 42 seat. Republican Van Smith won with 87.9% of the vote. His opponent, Democrat Kenneth Allison Sr., got 11.35%. The seat became vacant when State Representative Jimmy Martin died earlier this year. And the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles has resumed hearings after a two-month pause. The board denied parole to 17 of 18 offenders who came up for consideration on Tuesday. They were classified as violent offenders. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Frisco Riverstone. You want to join in? 272-9228. That's the number to give us a call. A lot coming up here on the show, but we have...
I did want to say that in that special election up in Chilton County, Jimmy Martin's old seat, you know, Jimmy died of cancer recently, but there was a special election yesterday, and the winner was... the Republican, who got 87% of the vote. Whoa. The Democrat got 11%, 11 point something percent. So,
wow, that's pretty definitive.
And it's really funny. I'm trying to remember the guy's name, but he was a circuit clerk in Chilton County, Mike something. And he was a good guy. He was the first Republican countywide in like 100 years. And this was in the 90s, like the early 90s. And now look at it. I mean, it's solid Republican territory. So thank you, you old yellow dogs that converted. We sure appreciate you.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Gino. Now, Gino, behave. It's
not
Friday.
Gino.
Good morning. How you doing?
Don't be calling up here talking about butt cracks and everything else. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
I'm going to try to make your day. I'm on You remember I called you last Friday about the little surprise joke? And it
Remember.
Yes, we remember.
I want to apologize for that and assure you that it won't happen again.
Well, Gino, that's cool. We
appreciate it,
Gino. You're good with us. You know, you're a friendly caller, and we appreciate it.
Well, one other thing. Do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too, Gino. Thanks for your call.
Well, that was sweet of him.
Gino's been a great friend of this program over the years. He really has. And we really like him. He used to be on the city council in Prattville for years, I think. And he's just a good guy, and we appreciate him. He gets a little racy at times. I don't mean that in a racist comment, but in the fact that he's, you know, his jokes are a little marginal.
Right. Right.
But he's a good guy.
He's not a bad guy.
We appreciate him.
272-9228 if y'all want to get in like Gino just did. But here, I want to move to just a little bit of what's going on nationally. As you heard, we played it yesterday, the Kentucky rally. Rand Paul was there.
Yeah.
Junior senator from Kentucky. And he called on the media, do your job.
Who's the senior senator from Kentucky?
Oh, I do declare.
Mitch McConnell.
I am not a turkey. I have a chin.
He's Mitch McConnell's a very interesting guy. I really have come to like him.
Yeah, I think he's wily.
I remember when he was elected. It was like 1980 or 82. He was elected in a very close race. And he's been there that long. He's been there 30
years. It's funny how if you survive that re-election after your first term,
that's when you're most vulnerable.
Right. You're usually there for life.
There used to be a statistic. Arthur Finkelstein is a pollster from New York, and I got to know Arthur back in the 80s. And he said it was something like 97% of congressmen who survived their first election after being elected. Like if you're elected in, say, 2018, if you win again in 2020, the likelihood of your winning a future election for that same seat is like 98%. It's unbelievable. But it's probably at least that now because of all the money that's spent backing incumbents. But go ahead, Joey.
But so Rand Paul was there along with Mitch McConnell. I'm not a jive turkey. I have a chin. How dare you, sir? How rude. Rand Paul kind of stole the show as far as the senators go. He called on the media to do their job and talk about the whistleblower, say his name. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But so Rand Paul was on last night with Brett Baer on Special Report.
Not sure how I feel about him.
About Rand?
No, Brett Baer.
Brett Baer.
Yeah, he doesn't have much of a neck.
He went to Washington.
It looks like he's always wearing shoulder pads.
True.
I mean, yeah. Big-shouldered man. That's all I really think about. I actually think his show's pretty straightforward. He does a pretty good news.
I can't tell. You know, I don't know where he's coming from, which is probably a good thing.
Exactly.
Kind of like Greta Van Susteren. I never could tell what her politics was.
But let's listen into Brett Baer asking Rand Paul, and he's asking the questions the media have been asking in general of Senator Paul.
Nice. Senator, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I referenced that tweet moments ago, Andrew Bakaj, the whistleblower's attorney. If Congress and others do not protect my client's anonymity, which my client is afforded by the law, does it jeopardize their safety, but it jeopardizes an entire system that took decades to build. It will destroy effective congressional oversight for years to come. Your response to that?
You know, I don't wish harm on anyone. I've been the victim of political violence not once but twice. I was there at the ball field when Steve Scalise was almost killed. A staff member was 10 feet from me who was shot. I had six of my ribs broken by a hater of President Trump, so I know what political violence is all about. I don't want that at all. But the report was not correct in the sense that the statute says the inspector general can't reveal the name. It says the president should enforce the law, but the person you quoted was disingenuous in what they were saying. The statute says the inspector general can't reveal the name. There's nothing that prevents me from saying it now. Other than that, I want it to be more about the process and less about the person. But there's no law that prevents me from mentioning the name of who's been said to be the whistleblower. But there's
also... Are you convinced you know? Yeah, and there's something important. It's called the Constitution. The Sixth Amendment to the Constitution says, if you are going to accuse me of a crime, I get to stare you down in court. That is absolutely part of the Constitution. The statute might say one thing, but I promise you, if there is a trial, you always get to confront your accuser. It's in the Sixth Amendment. It's in the Bill of Rights. There's no way they can stop the defense from asking
for that. Understand what prevents you from getting on the Senate floor where you're protected on all kinds of things and just giving a speech and saying what the guy's name is, if you're convinced you know who it is.
No, I can, and I may, but I can do it right now if I want. Nothing stops me. There's no law that stops me from doing it. Other than that, I don't want to make it about the one individual. But I would say this. I do think that this individual is a material witness to the potential Biden corruption. He was there under Joe Biden. He was there when Joe Biden was trying to fire the prosecutor that was investigating Hunter Biden. So this person was a Ukrainian expert on the desk at that time. I think he should be interviewed not as the whistleblower, but as a material witness to the Biden corruption in Ukraine.
Okay, but critics...
Okay, so he's going to
That's really good.
Yeah, Rand Paul's on fire with this. They go, well, you wanted your father, and you want to protect Edward Snowden and all whistleblowers. And Rand Paul's like, yeah. Like, Edward Snowden's being threatened to be hanged by people like John Bolton saying we should hang him from a tall oak tree. I mean, this is... And we know Edward Snowden's name. And so, yeah, Rand goes on to say, I don't want this guy necessarily to be fired. I don't want him injured because, as Rand said, he's been the victim of political violence himself.
Twice.
So, yeah, but let's listen to the other side. That was Fox News last night with Rand Paul. Let's go to another senator. What is his name? Angus King. Angus King on CNN. Listen to this crap. Impeachment of Donald
Overnight,
J. Trump.
Overnight, we saw something truly remarkable and stunning, and to many people, upsetting.
As
the president and his allies are trying to out the whistleblower. Reveal the identity of the person who initially raised concerns about the president's phone call with Ukraine and asking to investigate domestic political opponents. Joining me now is independent Senator Angus King of Maine. Senator, thank you very much for being with
us. Caucus is with the Democrats.
I want to play for you and for our audience once again what Senator Rand Paul said last night on stage side by side with the president, because I think there's something at many levels here that is of concern. Yes,
so
the president
concerned.
And his allies have been trying to get the identity of the whistleblower out there, but I wanted you to listen
concerned.
To the way Rand Paul is doing it.
The whistleblower needs to come before Congress as a material witness because he worked for Joe Biden at the same time Hunter Biden was getting money from corrupt oligarchs. I say tonight to the media, do your job and print his name.
Love it.
So, first of all, there's no evidence for what Rand Paul
first
is saying there on the facts and the argument.
Oh, my God.
God, see how CNN, they're a bunch of damn liars.
If we didn't report it, there's no evidence.
Yeah, no kidding.
First of all.
What a butt munch. What's
he's making? But calling on others to release the identity of the whistleblower. He knows that releasing the identity is against the
like
law
a damn
and dangerous.
Monopoly man.
Well, it's deeply troubling and really disappointing.
Deeply
Number
troubling.
One, the whistleblower's identity and what they have to say at this point is totally irrelevant to this investigation. It's like
Bullcrap.
A person walking by seeing smoke coming out of the upstairs windows of a house and they call the fire department. The fire department comes and fights the fire. Who called the fire department doesn't matter if there's a real fire. And
it does matter if, in fact, that person helped start the fire.
And if that person's background prejudices him, which this one obviously did.
The fire didn't start with Donald Trump on the call going, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm glad you learned from me, President Zelensky. Could you do me a favor? There's a lot of corruption, things with CrowdStrike, rich people. I don't know. Our country's been through a lot.
Well, of course, Mr. President, all investigations will be open and transparent.
Yeah, that's not the fire.
And just because this Sondland, whatever the hell his name is, says it was quid pro quo, or he interpreted it to be quid pro quo, the two people on the telephone call said it wasn't. So, you know, go to hell, all you semi-witnesses, you quasi-witnesses that didn't witness anything.
Well, and my brutal opinion on this is foreign aid. whether military aid or other types of aid, is going to be inherently corrupt. And you took a corrupt country, a former Soviet country, with a ridiculous government system. You have a coup in Kiev because you didn't like the trade deal that Yanukovych made with Putin and Russia. So you have the overthrow of a government that we love. We want to be part of Europe, and I'm sure there are a lot of Ukrainians who believe that. Okay, you were successful there. And now here comes the U.S. of A., red, white, and blue, with all our money and all our law enforcement and all our diplomats to manipulate exactly how your country is going to be fighting corruption.
Well,
give me a break.
And the president has great leeway in foreign affairs.
He does.
So, you know, leave him alone.
The fire started years ago.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's part of it. Hunter Biden's part of it.
Absolutely.
Burisma, based on the reporting of John Solomon that came out yesterday, there are Burisma associates getting in contact with the State Department and others saying, hey, Hunter Biden's on the board. Could you stop this corruption investigation? And Joe Biden's acting like, I didn't even know Hunter was on the board. I didn't even know Hunter was on the board. And, you know,
and Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah, I'm sure he was, Joe. So Angus King continues, this whistleblower just pulled the fire alarm. Yeah, on a fire he helped start.
And this whistleblower, I went back and read the complaint last night. Virtually everything in that complaint has now been verified in public testimony, particularly the transcript of the partial transcript. We don't even know if it's a real transcript, but the partial transcript of the call confirms exactly what the whistleblower said. So who it is, I don't care if it's Tom Brady, it doesn't matter. Because the investigation is what happened. This is a distraction, John. This is an effort. And if the name comes out, they're going to spend a week finding, you know, that his grandmother voted Democratic for Franklin Roosevelt or something.
You're so full of crap,
Angus.
It has
nothing to do with the facts, and it's simply a distraction. They're all kind of, I can go on and on about how wrong this is in terms of people. You want people to come forward. You want to respect the law. And it's really, you know, disappointing is too mild a word. It's terrible, and it's terrible for the country.
What are the consequences, perhaps, for the safety of the whistleblower?
The safety.
Well,
yes, yeah.
Number one, they have to worry about their job. This is a person that took an enormous risk to come forward. And by the way, again, if you read the complaint, which you can go online and find, they were very careful to cite the law, to do everything right, to submit the complaint to the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, and then it went on to Congress. They followed all the rules. So there's professional retribution, but in this atmosphere that we're in now, there's danger. I think there's really serious danger to this person's life. Apparently, the FBI is already investigating death threats to this person, even though we don't know who it is. This is bad stuff. If something happens, if this name comes out by virtue of the pressure of members of Congress or the president or the White House, and then something terrible happens to them, it's on their heads. This is bad stuff, John.
And there was something I felt a little bit underhanded and small, more than a little bit, with what Senator Paul did there, because he's saying, you know, media, you do it.
Someone else
should go do
this.
He's not going to do it himself, it seemed to me, because he knows there are legal implications.
Wrong. You're an asshat, whatever your name is, on a CNN morning show. I'm happy that people at airports get to watch your ugly face every morning. Let's go to an article by NPR. In recent days, again, this is NPR, so we should read it.
You've got to use your NPR voice.
In recent days, President Trump and his allies have amplified their calls for the whistleblower who sparked the impeachment inquiry to be identified, presenting the question of whether it would be a crime for the president to unmask the anonymous whistleblower. According to four former top federal government officials who worked in intelligence and national security, the answer is no. The answer is no.
How?
It's not against the law. These folks trumping up this idea, oh, the whistleblower's going to be killed.
Well, he may be.
Give me a break, man. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. We know who it is. It's Eric Charamella, 33 years old, CIA analyst. He was stationed at the White House. He was Joe Biden's point man when Biden was the point man for Ukraine. He has ties to John Brennan, James Comey, and James Clapper, all these folks that worked this paper coup since the beginning of 2017 into the end of 2016.
Starting into 2016.
Yeah, so this is absurd. And we should know the guy's name. And the reason they don't want to share the guy's name is not because of worries about his life, because they know it would actually blow it up. It's not, oh, his grandfather voted Democrat.
When everybody in this country finds out that he was Biden's guy, they will know that he was out to protect Joe Biden. Because what Joe Biden did in wanting to get that prosecutor fired and said it openly and publicly, I mean, that to me was an impeachable offense at the time to remove the vice president. But this is a total attention distraction from the real facts of the case. Ukraine was corrupt.
It is corrupt.
And Joe Biden was a part of it, getting his son a job with a company where he had no experience in the field of oil and gas production.
And apparently the breaking news now just came in a little while ago, about an hour ago. The first public hearings in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump will begin next Wednesday. This is according to Adam Schiff. Who will they call? On next Wednesday, they will call William Taylor, Bill Taylor.
Oh, what a jackass.
They'll call George Kent. And on Friday, they're going to call Marie Yovanovitch. So they're going to call all the people. They got the story they wanted.
Yeah.
Folks that didn't have firsthand knowledge of what the president was actually thinking and doing. Folks that wanted brand Rudy Giuliani as, it was just shadow foreign policy. No, it's not like there's some legit look into what the hell y'all have been doing in Ukraine since the government was overthrown in 2014.
Well, the Republicans will have an opportunity to question these witnesses.
Yeah.
Only 5 minutes, but still. They'll have an opportunity to basically cross-examine them.
This is going to get interesting, but it's, well, as you can tell, it's pissing me off.
Well, me too.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Debbie. Debbie, how are you?
Debbie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing well, thanks.
Great.
I hear that. Great. Oh, right. Even better. Okay. You know what? The more I listen to this stuff about the whistleblower, the more I'm convinced that this is a huge setup and this whistleblower will be exterminated for the better cause, of course, you know. And they have a lot to lose if this goes on.
Debbie, are you saying, let me get this right. Are you saying that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself?
No, I fully believe that somebody was in there with him, and I really cannot even conceive the idea that this man, pampered as he was, would have killed himself. I just can't get that my head.
I was reading between the lines of what you were saying.
Yes, no, I think that this whistleblower is going to be killed for the better good of the Democratic Party. After all, he could reveal some really bad secrets and confirm what the Republicans have been pointing their finger at, and they can't have that. And then they can turn around. This is the beauty of it. They can turn around and blame Donald Trump and all these Republican yahoos for doing that dirty deed. What better setup?
Well, they'll never kill him unless he turns on them, you know.
No, they'll kill him because he is going to be able to turn on them, and they're not going to take that chance. And it's just perfect to go ahead and kill him now.
And also, think about the larger context here. Based on what you're saying, Debbie, and what we've been talking about in national politics for the last few weeks, the chutzpah of these folks in the Foreign Service and these folks, these deep state bureaucrats saying, oh, we can't have interference. Countries shouldn't interfere in other countries. We need the rule of law. The more I listen to the American media talking about civil war and people being assassinated and certain people getting special privileges, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Who are we to tell Ukraine or anybody else how to be not corrupt? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, really. That's the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like government. They get to steal and call it legal taxation. I go and try to, you know, hold up a gas station for an extra buck. I'm in jail.
Yes, sir. And you know what's even more sad is this, quick pro quo. I know I didn't say it exactly right, but you know what I'm talking about. They keep talking about how bad it is and all that. But you know what? If it's your money, which it is, it's American money, United States money, if it's our money and we're just so nice to lend it or give it to a country, why wouldn't it have strings attached? It doesn't make sense that we wouldn't want something in return. Of course we do. Always have. And I don't see why all of a sudden this is such a big issue when everybody should have known this has always been the way of it.
Yeah. But
so it's just a little bizarre to me. You know, Jack, I think you were right on something.
Wow, that's Brett interesting.
Oh, no, no, baby. No, I agree with you on a lot of things. Well, don't think that.
Oh, no, I'm kidding you.
Yeah, but Brett Baer, your answer would be if you watched the rerun of when Trump won the election and, you know, it was the countdown, it was late, of course, and they had him, you know, congratulating the new president, and Hillary, of course, lost. I swear to you, he was doing everything he could not to cry.
Who, Brett Baer?
Now, maybe he was just real tired, but I honestly could have swore he looked like he wanted to cry.
So you don't think there were tears of jubilation?
No. He didn't look jubilant.
Yeah, none of them did.
No. But he puts on a good face.
Yeah, I just kind of can't figure him out. I'm not sure how I feel about him. He was a little bit confrontational with Rand Paul, don't you think?
He was, but that's fine. I think journalists should be confrontational. It's just that, don't get me started. I'm sitting here still thinking about that twerp on CNN.
It's illegal. There are legal ramifications for Senator Paul. That's why he wants us to say it. No, you jackass.
Yes,
he wants you to do it because it's your job
sure.
to provide critical evidence and information to the American people. If we're going to do this right, if you're going to impeach a president, give us all the information.
Well, how dare they demand that they should get all this information? It's supposed to only be what they want us to have now, you know. What's the fun of having it all out there and everybody know the truth?
Yeah.
I'm being the devil's advocate here.
I understand.
We appreciate it.
Yes. You have a good day, guys. I appreciate
Thanks,
you
Debbie.
Listening.
Sorry I got so worked up, but it absolutely drives me crazy.
Why are you sorry you got worked up, Joey? I do it all the time.
Well, you're right.
Frisco Riverstone does not. However, he's very tempered.
I'm amazed.
He's
very even.
I take a blood pressure medication before I come in.
Okay. Oh, so no matter how much you get on that elliptical machine, you can't get that heart rate above 120?
Exactly.
Wow.
That's cool.
That must come in handy in a certain way.
Maybe.
Maybe. But we do have to hit this break. 272-922 if y'all want to join in. More news and views after this quick break.
News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Science to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at science2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Science to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying our warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Just a perfect November day today, but hang on. Weather changes are on the way soon. Today, sunshine will dominate. Warming trend continues. Nice day. High 76. Partly cloudy. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low 57. Tomorrow, another high in the mid-70s. Chance of an afternoon shower. A better chance of rain Thursday evening and through the overnight hours Thursday night, ending by Friday morning. Then breezy, much cooler Friday. High of only 58. We'll be back to the 30s on Friday and Saturday night. And a cool, dry, sunny weekend, much like last weekend, way below normal on the temperature. Saturday's high only 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. Joey Clark.
Jack Campbell.
We have Frisco Riverstone in the studio today.
Working the phones.
You're better than just working the phones. I mean,
I'm fact checking Jack.
You should fact check myself.
I found out he fact checked me. It really ticked me off.
Why?
I said John Brennan was a Muslim, purportedly, and you went and looked it up.
Well, I look up to you, Jack, and I think that everything you say is great, and I just had to double check because that was quite a statement.
Yeah, and you found out that
Jack was right.
The rumor's out there that he's a Muslim.
Okay. I mean, I got pissed off.
Oh, he's kind of like Corn Pop, let me tell you that.
Well, he's the guy who's, started pushing the CIA.
What did they say about Corn Pop?
Bad dude.
Well, I wanted to hear it.
Oh, you want to hear Joe Biden talking about his...
Yeah.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
That's what I think about John Brennan.
Bad boy.
He ran a bunch of bad boys, too, yeah. Now, when John Brennan started those drone operations, let's use the CIA as a military force, why not? And drone, even if it's an American citizen, let's drone them. Because we labeled them a terrorist. Yeah, great idea, guys. Great idea. Not like Trump's changed that or anything. It's not like John Brennan spied on the Senate, then lied about it, then had to apologize. It's not like James Clapper lied to the Senate and the American people, then had to apologize about it.
And they give him credibility on places like CNN.
It's just unreal. It's amazing, though, if you read the Drudge Report. Like, just all the headlines. The top story right now in Drudge Report is Junior outs the whistleblower. So I guess Don Jr. did what I did and said Eric Charamella.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he tweeted it. But if you read the report the Drudge has posted here, we're like, we can't verify it independently, so we're not going to share the name.
Drudge said that? I thought Drudge didn't give it.
No, he's linking to when you click on this link right here in front of you,
it goes to
Yahoo News.
Yeah. So Yahoo's not going to release today.
Right.
Even though everybody knows.
Right. But if you look at some of these headlines, I mean, look at this. Trump vowed to shrink trade gap. It keeps growing. Yeah, because China's buying a lot of stuff and crap from us. Productivity falls first time in 4 years. Farm bankruptcies rise. All great
news. That's not our problem.
Swing voters say would still vote for Trump if he shot someone. Quote, you'd have to know why he shot him. Could be self-defense. House Dems announce public impeachment hearings next week. Most Republicans on committees aren't showing up, transcripts reveal, because they know it's a show.
It is a show. It's ridiculous.
Let's see. What else do we have? Aaron Hernandez linked to fourth murder 2 years after his suicide. Remember that guy who was the...
Was he a football player? Yeah.
Yeah, he played at Miami, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And they played for the Patriots. And my God, that's crazy. Can you imagine, if you played Miami, if you played college football, and the guy you lined up across from, say you're a defensive end, and that guy you were, fighting against his blocks, he's a murderer.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's like gang-related. He had some connections with different gangs and never got out of it.
Pretty messed up stuff.
He was part of that Riverstone gang.
The Riverstone gang, huh? You know anything about that, Frisco Riverstone?
Be careful about them Riverstones.
Yeah, I'm watching you.
I'd tell y'all about it, but then...
You'd be outed.
Yeah,
we can't do that.
Well, this is actually kind of fun news. 90 million or bust, streaming subscriber race begins. That is changing. Like, Netflix used to be the only game in town.
Yeah.
Then Hulu started up, and Hulu was not as good as Netflix. It still has too many ads, in my opinion, that they do the live TV thing now. It's almost like a online DVR for cable programming. But now Disney's gotten in the game with their Disney Plus subscription. I think Universal NBC's gotten in the game. Obviously HBO's been going for a while. Showtime's been going. Like, all these big companies with all these titles are getting into the streaming game. And I think it's a good thing. I mean, competition is good to a large degree.
What's your favorite movie of all time, Joey?
Wow. That's a good question.
My Cousin Vinny?
No. Oh, wow. You've kind of stumped me.
That's hard. I always like There Will Be Blood.
That's a good one. I really do like Shawshank Redemption.
That is one of my favorites.
I like that movie. I love that movie. Shawshank is great. I mean, movies that I don't think are amazing, but it's one of those, like,
you know, comfort foods.
Remember L.A. Confidential?
I know that one. It's not really in my wheelhouse, but I love the
American Beauty.
Kevin Spacey creeps me out.
Oh, who cares? Everybody knew he was G.A.Y.
Not that. It's not the his sexuality doesn't creep me out. He's always creeped me out.
He plays that part. He plays the creepy part.
Right. I mean, you can never watch K-Pax the same way again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Believe you me, you can't. But I'm trying to think. Comfort movies, like movies I watch whenever they're on. I like the Ocean's 11 movies.
Oh, yeah. Those are fun. They're fun.
I like those a lot. I'm a big fan of, what else? Yeah, it's been a while. In terms of ridiculous action movies, I love the Marvel movies, all that new crap that's come out. But I really enjoyed, what was it? Con Air was on for free the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Movie's hilarious.
Yeah.
It knows it's bad. And I love movies that are self-aware like that.
I liked the one about Huey Long that... what's his name? Broderick Crawford played in that.
Okay.
When, because his, what the hell was it? All the King's Men.
Okay.
Great old movie.
Well, and then I'm a big nerd, so I love, like, the Lord of the Rings movies and all that crap.
Do you like the old black and whites, like Dial M for Murder?
No.
Those are great.
I love Casablanca.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
My Uncle Scott had a test back when he was dating. If a girl, he'd ask the girl he's dating, have you seen the movie Casablanca? If they said no, they've not seen it, he would leave the door open to, let's watch it. But if they didn't like Casablanca, he was dropping her like a bad habit.
I also love the movie. I'll think of it in just a minute. God almighty, my mind is gone. Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, that movie's
fantastic.
Creepy.
You know, he got an Academy Award.
Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah. So did she, Jodie Foster. Yeah. She got an Academy Award for that.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while since I've sat down and just watched a bunch of movies. I've been so caught up in the politics.
And, of course, The Godfather, to me, the first one was great.
I've been weird lately. I've been watching a lot of anime.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Anime porn?
No. How rude, Jack. No, like Dragon Ball Z, and there's a new show called My Hero Academia, Attack on Titan, those sorts of things.
You talking about those Marvel comic movies?
No, not
those. Well, but you did mention
this is
mention
true, like, Japanese.
That's the good thing, too, about Netflix and all these streaming services now is you can watch foreign films. You can watch... It opens up the gates to a lot of anime. I know a lot of people our age were really into anime, and so they...
Yeah, grew up with it.
Yeah,
so yeah, because y'all stuff. Are not into reality, your generation.
It's true. Well, y'all got all the good impeachments. Your reality was more fun. How about that, Jack? You got to have
impeachments. I wasn't involved in impeachments.
Yeah, but you got to watch people like Lindsey Graham in the 90s say...
It's not just about sex.
That's so much fun. That's a fun reality.
Really?
Yeah, but...
Did you like the Spider-Man movies?
The first two.
Yeah, I did too.
And they kind of jumped the shark. And then recently when Marvel picked it back up with Tom Holland as Spider-Man, they've been really, really good.
Yeah.
But here, a lot of people calling in. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Flower Child.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
Are you on to another conspiracy today, Flower Child?
Well, I got numbers today.
Oh, good. Let's hear them.
Well, my question is, I looked it up online, and it said, like, how much aid has Ukraine received from the United States? Because I think you have to go to the Secretary of State to... find out for sure, but this was Huffington Post, and they said since 1992, the U.S. has given Ukraine $3 to $5 billion. 1992 to I don't know what the cutoff date was, but how? My point is, in 2014, Joe Biden gave them $1 billion, right? And all the other 20 years before that, it was only a total of $3 to $5 billion.
Right.
And Trump only gives them $400 million in 2019. You know, 5 years later, it's half as much money is given to Ukraine, and they also buy those javelins. And the foreign aid going to these foreign countries is nothing but like a slush fund, that half of it comes back to the politicians instead of going to these real countries. And the only other thing I wanted to say, Joey, I did look it up. Admiral Mike Rogers is an Auburn graduate. I had no idea.
Now, sure it's Admiral Mike Rogers? Because there's a Congressman Mike Rogers from East Alabama.
Okay, that's why,
I had called in last week that he was at the Ole Miss Auburn game.
Okay.
Admiral Mike Rogers.
Okay. Very cool.
And I just couldn't believe it because it was veterans, honoring all the veterans, and you know, when he was there, and I did not look it up, but you know, he and Nunes are the two expose kind of people that, you know, did the intelligence thing. But I was just so shocked at that.
It is always weird to see that some of these folks who are national players started out close to home.
Well, that's all I had to say, guys.
Thank you, Flower
Child. Flower Child.
Yeah, and a lot of that money given to Ukraine went missing, but, you know, no corruption at all. Trump looking into corruption is corrupt.
Jeez.
Give me a break. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Tom.
Hey, how are you today, sir?
Doing
well.
How's
it going, Tom?
Pretty good. I only had one thing to talk about, but since Flower Child was on there, I'll go ahead and say something about this diplomacy business. If you hadn't ever been overseas, if you haven't ever seen these diplomats in action, if you hadn't ever been in an embassy or gone out with these people or saw how other countries treat each other when it comes to whether or not they're getting foreign aid or not, you really don't got anything to be talking about. Okay? I went to Oman. I met the ambassador. I ate at their house. I did all the things that naval officers do, mm-hmm. and it all comes down to the dollars. I mean, let's face it, the world revolves on the dollar bill. And if you're not contributing money to help them do what you think they need to do and persuading them along the way to do it, then you're probably going to be left out. You know, the hind pit, you heard that saying before.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you got the bucks, you get to go pier side. If you don't got the bucks, you anchor out. Okay? I mean, just I'm speaking of, from a naval term. And that's enough about that. The second thing was this, you were talking about the movie Casablanca.
Yeah.
I think the very best movie that was ever done with Humphrey Bogart was The Africa Queen and Katharine Hepburn. And if you hadn't ever seen it, I'd highly recommend for all of y'all to watch that movie, The African Queen. Very good movie.
Okay, I'll check it out.
And I'm changing light bulbs, so don't call me back.
Thanks
he
for the call, Bob.
He sounds like Tom Baudet, doesn't he?
Appreciate
Leave
it.
Leave the light on for you.
Take care.
Bye. We got to hit a break here. 272-9228 if you want to get in for the last segment of the program. This part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Comprehensive tire store and automotive service here in Montgomery, Alabama. The Jenkins Tire and Automotive philosophy is simple. They always deliver and always exceed customer expectations. All their technicians are ASE certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets. And because they have this relationship with so many other businesses to service commercial fleets, it means they have state-of-the-art technology that is above qualified to work on your everyday car, truck, or SUV. They have brand names like Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, and Dunlop. Jenkins has all the tires that you would need, and they have this reputation of years of quality and good relationships with folks all over the river region. It's part of why I'm thinking Jenkins, and you should be thinking Jenkins. Get into their monthly checklist program, folks. That way you can have extra peace of mind when you're driving around the road. You don't have to always be thinking, oh, what's that sound? What's that little hiccup? What's that buzz? No, they will actually teach you some owner maintenance so you can be proactive in keeping up with your vehicle. They can service everything essentially on the car: batteries, air conditioning repair, air filters, belts and hoses, anything to do with tires. Of course, it is in the name after all, and even windshield wiper blades. Can't forget that on a rainy day. And because it is now hunting season, Mike Jenkins wanted me to remind you that Jenkins Tire and Automotive has a service truck. They have a service truck that will come visit you to service that tractor, that four-wheeler, that side-by-side. So when you're out on the land, maybe early one morning out
waiting for the deer, just being one with nature, you know that the outdoor vehicle you operate is up to snuff and working beautifully. So give Jenkins Tire and Automotive a call today, 265-0792, 265-0792. You can make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. They're located at 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks away from the Alley Station. Great for folks to work down there, but even if you don't work downtown, they have a courtesy vehicle that can get you to and from work while your vehicle is being serviced. So I'm thinking Jenkins. You folks should be thinking Jenkins. When we come back, last segment of News and Views after this. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Frisco Riverstone, having too much fun today.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Fox Tonight. The Masked Singer returns with a two-hour event. It's a double unmasking with the biggest celebrity reveals yet.
Who is it?
Think you've seen it all?
This is a Masked Singer. Anything could happen.
Think again.
Wow. We just witnessed television history.
All new Masked Singer. Two-hour event tonight on Fox.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Capital Pawn Shop on Alabama 14 in Millbrook for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, closing segment. Joey Clark, Frisco Riverstone, Jack Campbell, my co-host here.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, we were talking about older films, and I wonder what you think about this, folks, and y'all here in studio. James Dean, reborn in CGI.
I saw that.
Vietnam War action drama. Bringing back old actors from beyond the grave.
I'm interested in seeing how they're actually going to do it. Is he going to have an actual principal role and they've literally CGI'd James Dean, or is it just...
What does CGI mean?
It's like a computer...
generated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, apparently it's directed by Anton Ernst and Tati Golick. Yeah.
Well, you can't trust people with those names.
The project comes from the filmmaker's own recently launched production house, Magic City Films, which obtained the rights to use Dean's image from his family. Canadian VFX banner Imagine Engine will be working alongside South African VFX company MOI Worldwide to recreate what the filmmakers describe as a quote-unquote realistic version of James Dean. Huh.
I don't like that stuff, tinkering with dead
yeah,
people.
And have you seen how this deep fake technology is coming along?
Mm-mm.
Where they can pretty much, like, I saw one where it was...
they can star a dead person in a film, you mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they replaced Jack Nicholson with Jim Carrey in The Shining. And it, if you didn't look and pay attention to detail, you can't see the difference. It looks like Jim Carrey acting in The Shining.
Really?
It's crazy what's going on. Add that to the fact of all the fake news out there. And God help us in this current political climate. If people can pretty legitimately fake somebody saying something. Like, they have technology now, given the amount of hours I've talked on radio that you've talked on radio, Jack. They could have us saying stuff we'd never even said.
Well, that's cool. I don't care. Go ahead, I'll sue them.
Right.
I'll call Mark Montiel and I'll say, sue this SOB. And he'll say, well, Jack, it's not profitable to the county, so I can't sue him.
Love you, Mark. But, yeah, it's an uncharted territory we're heading into on so many fronts. And with the politics and the political media being so dishonest, like, everybody's in bed with one political party or politician or another, figuratively and, I think, literally. And it's just become such a frustrating mess because I'm not technically in journalism and broadcasting. I rely on the news media to get out there and work and investigate on things, and then I'm sort of a second-hander. We report, we analyze all this information as a second-hander, kind of like the whistleblower. And it worries me to a great deal. You know, it's one thing you've accidentally, pulled up a satire site before and taken a headline seriously, I bet. People do it on occasion. Sometimes the satirical article is so close to home, you're like, oh,
I'm too sophisticated
oh, really?
To fall into that trap.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, you know it.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming to learn
you're
that,
picking
actually.
Up. You're picking up on that,
I'm picking
you?
Up on how wily you are, how perceptive you are.
Wily coyote. Yeah.
You damn it, you're very discerning.
Discerning?
Yeah.
That even has a C after the S.
I know.
It's getting cold in here.
Really?
But yeah, they're going to bring back James Dean. It's weird to me that...
I don't know if I like that or not.
Yeah, and I wonder how far they can go with it.
I think it depends on how they do it. It may be kind of cool. But if they did it like... So CGI is what they used for the new, like the Lion King, the mm-hmm. live action.
Yeah.
So if it's like weird kind of like that, then it'd be...
What they have to worry about is, I think it's called the Uncanny Valley. It's when people do too much plastic surgery or too much Botox, you notice this. When something is like too perfect, like a robot or a face, mm-hmm. we instinctually pick up on it pretty quickly. We're like, hey, that's weird looking.
Yeah.
That doesn't look normal. Like if something's too symmetrical and too perfect, you're like, that's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
So, is that Abby? Abby normal?
Igor? No, it's Igor.
Igor. Well, they told me it was Igor. Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
You know, that's where Steven Tyler got the lyrics to Walk This Way. Joe Perry had the riff.
Yeah.
And they went and saw Young Frankenstein in theaters. And when it's Igor. And he's going down the steps. Be very careful. Walk this way. Be very careful. The stairs.
No, that was Frau Blücher that said that.
No, it's the first stairwell after he picks him up at the train station.
Oh, yeah, I know he says walk this way.
Walk this way.
But it was Frau Blücher who says, stay close to the candles. The staircase can be treacherous.
Yeah, you're right.
He was my boyfriend. Ovaltine. Would a doctor care for a brandy before retiring? No, thank you very much. Von Milk, perhaps? No, but thank you. Ovaltine.
More news.
That is one of my favorite clips of all time.
Likewise.
And I don't know how they kept a straight face. I've seen a lot of outtakes.